YouTube, it's just like another Spotify then. It doesn't even do videos anymore then.
Welcome, right? Hag.
No.
I feel like that should be the argument. It's funny.
Welcome to our non-descript user account. His biggest hits only lists girl groups on this. Oh, Zico made it, don't worry. I got all control to mama, from a time before 1999, welcome to the Hag Line podcast, or K-pop podcast. We're a group of busy adult friends who need to have a weekly mandated hangout time to digest this last week in K-pop. I am one of your hosts, Arena, and I use she, her pronouns. In the last week, I've been still cramming NCT Dream on my Spotify. And I have a new love for their B-sides after the concert.
Nice. My name's Aim. My pronouns they, them. And I have been listening to DPR Ian's, well, DPR in general, but mostly DPR Ian, set list ahead of his concert, which for me is on Saturday.
Hello, I'm Jack. I'm a little sick this week, so I'm using a different headset where I can, like, really quickly mute in case I have to cough or something. Yeah, so that's what that weird noise is. I use he, they pronouns, and this week I don't know what I've been doing this week. I should have been cramming DPR's set list, and I wasn't doing that, and now I'm panicking.
It's fine. I'm going to the DPR concert here in DC. Fully blind because I didn't know it's going until this morning.
Oh damn, that is super last minute.
Yeah, so I know Ian Cream and Arctic, I was listening to or was editing last week's podcast. It's like, are you guys familiar with the DPR whole setup for how they, like, they're not a unit group. It's not like calling it like NCT something.
Yeah, right? So they're not a unit. They're a bunch of individuals signed under Dream Perfect Regime.
Or okay, so it's like a gamer tag when you get on a team, I go like T1 Arena.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep, perfect. We got it. We know what that means.
Together for fun.
Okay, breaking down our podcast, we usually start off with some news that happened in the week and then followed up by comebacks that we listen to as a group. And then last thing we do is some hot takes, if there's any hot takes to really get into. We'll see.
If there's any.
Quick discretion, as always, everything on the show is just our opinion. Anything can change at any given time. If you don't like what we're saying, feel free to just fast forward or just stop listening in general. But nothing that we say is super deep or anything like that. We're just mostly chatting out here.
Because when we're talking and yapping, we're tapping.
I'm so glad we didn't go with that name.
Same.
First thing on the news, the NCT Dream concert! Yay! I went to the DC stop, Jack went to the New York stop, and Aim hates NCT Dream.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aim just is NCT anti.
That's spreading misinformation on the internet. I was playing in a Rollerderby game, so I didn't come.
Did you win?
We did. We destroyed.
Did you actually play?
I did! So I wasn't meant to be playing in that game, but they needed more skaters, so I put my hand up, and then I got to play.
Aim was too busy being a jock.
But I like Dream. There were some songs on that weren't on the set list that I would have liked to have been, so I picked Sport over Concert, which is actually crazy for me.
Yeah, I feel like out of all the NCT Dream or NCT Dream, NCT fixed units, Dream is more up your alley of usual listening music.
Yeah.
But yes, it's really unfortunate. I guess it was an interesting decision that they went with more B-sides for this one instead of their title tracks, but I guess they just did Dream Show 2 last year, which focused more on title tracks.
Yeah, it was hype as fuck.
Of my life. Okay. And Renjun wasn't here at this one, so what's also the point of going to this one?
Where was he?
He's not feeling great right now.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still on his mental health hiatus, which is good for him.
Yeah, hope he's feeling better.
Hope he's doing good. Renjun, we love you. Come back.
I still love, like, one of his, like, last, like, activities before he went on hiatus is, like, he showed up in the airport in the cuntiest, like, little Chanel outfit. And we're just like, oh my god. After he killed that, like, Suseng over Bungo.
Oh! Yeah, I remember that now. That was great.
Yeah, he's just like, I just murdered this girl. I'm wearing my outfit. I'm going to some nice country now. And then he had to apologize, and then he went on hiatus.
It kind of felt like he went on hiatus twice. Like, he had stepped back from a few things, and then all that stuff happened. And then he went on, like, the more official hiatus. Now it's been mostly radio silence, so.
Mark announced at the Chicago show, The Last Stop, yesterday that they are already planning on Dream Show 4, so hopefully he will be back for that one. World Tour number 4, well, I guess like World Tour number 3, because Dream Show 1 didn't leave Korea, did it?
No.
It didn't leave Asia?
I think so, yeah. Because 3 was the first, wait, this is 3, right? So 2 is the first one we got.
Yes, that's why we all like just kind of like panic bought those tickets when they went on sale, and then they weren't selling, and then all the prices dropped, and it was just fucking. That was a horrible ticketing experience of my life.
It was crazy.
This one also didn't sell super stellarly. But...
it didn't look like it did, but I don't know about your venue, but my venue looked super full. So
yeah, they got butts in seats eventually, but up until like the day before, there was so many pickings if you wanted to buy a seat.
Yeah, it almost had me convinced to like stop trying to even do pre-sale. Like, I might as well just try to buy tickets a couple of days before and pay attention, because they just keep dropping fully standard price tickets. Like, it's not even removing the official plat, it's just standard price tickets. And I'm like, at this point, why are we even stressing?
Yeah, and even like, I think it was like 2 days before the New York one and 2 days before the DC one, they opened up like the back-ish sections, the obstructed view sections that me and AIM got for Stray Kids. Mm. So like where you would think about it on the map is like there's the main stage, the extended stage, but it's like the section that's like perpendicular, parallel, whatever, to the main stage portion, which I honestly think are really good seats.
They really didn't have much set or much background or, like, anything. It was really just them on the fucking stage. They didn't have background dancers. There was, like, no VCRs or
screen. Really?
Yes, it was literally just,
Well, there were VCRs.
Were there?
I had to go to the bathroom during one, so yes, there was at least 2 VCRs. They had fireworks, though, which were nice. And the confetti. We were drowning in confetti, actually.
Love confetti, but I just remember looking at the stage and being like, this looks so empty.
Yeah, they did pull up, they had stairs on it, and that's about it.
I do like that it's just them, though, because they're great at what they do, but it did feel a little empty sometimes. What was your favorite song?
Oh, that's so hard to say.
Like, favorite performance?
Favorite performance? I was just so excited to see Candy with Intention this time. I saw debut Candy at the SBS Gaio in 2022. They just dropped that music video earlier that day, so everybody in line was like watching it, like, and then I saw it for the broadcast performance, and it's like, why do I know the song? And I was like, of course I know Hot's version of the song. Every idol had to like perform a version of it, so it was just nice seeing it.
They didn't perform it at Jingle Ball when you went to Jingle Ball?
They did it, and they embarrassed the whole audience by not doing it.
I was like, wait, you went to Jingle Ball too?
That's crazy.
Happy to see Broken Melodies again.
I'm so happy to see Broken Melodies.
Okay, what about you? What was your favorite performance?
Yeah, the like run that they did of Fireflies into Better Than Gold, into Hello Future, into Broken Melodies. I was just like, oh my god. I was really sad that they cut Trigger the Fever, but it was cute to hear Fireflies.
You know where you could have heard that song? At DC's last year, Jingle Ball.
I have heard it live before, but it's just very fun.
And you might actually, honestly, catch them perform that song again at New York's Jingle Ball.
Oh my gosh, are we getting good people for Jingle Ball this year?
No. But this morning, Jingle Ball announced their lineup for all the stops they're doing across the country. The main K-pop acts, a lot of the cities only get one K-pop act. If you're lucky, you get two. But the main artists that are in the rotation for that are NCT Dream, P1 Harmony.
Yes! I was like, P1, say P1!
They're not coming to you guys. They're coming to us.
Okay, well then fuck us, I guess.
We get NCT Dream there, sir.
I want both. You guys can have Katy Perry.
Well, we get Katy Perry and Megan Trainor, sir. We should just go kill ourselves.
Oh, God, I have to sit through Katy Perry, Megan Trainor, and Shaboozy and Benson Boone?
You probably don't, because NCT Dream is probably going to get front-loaded on that lineup.
I hope so. Then I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah. Then they'd probably do three songs, and that's not really worth it.
Wait a second. The lineup for DC is so much better.
What is Guess we're going lineup? To DC.
21 Pilots, The Kid LAROI, Madison Beer. I like Madison Beer. Gracie Abrams and NCT Dream.
No, that's not us.
Oh, it says?
We have P1 Harmony.
Okay, who wrote this? Who wrote this? Paul Green? The way you wrote this article is super confusing, so together, buddy.
Other notable K-pop acts that are in the Jingle Ball rotation are Cat's Eye and Won Ho.
Cat's Eye?
Won Ho?
The two different
Won Ho? What is...
What's he gonna do? Just be a slut on stage?
Hey, don't shame him!
He has music and it's good!
He can get up there and do whatever he wants.
Well, you've got to go to Miami to see him by the sounds of it.
Oh, what
I don't want to go to Miami again.
If Miami is left after the hurricane. Good luck, Florida.
Oh my god, that has good luck.
Why are you surprised that Cat's Eye is on this list?
I don't know. I just... Well, Jingle Ball to me is just still really random. Like, I would have thought that maybe... I guess a smaller...
Cat's Eye is only going to Boston, though.
Ew.
Wait, who got LA? Because that's the big Jingle Ball.
It's so much better. Fuck us.
Okay,
Olivia Rodrigo.
No!
Ron. Horan? Why did I say
no? Oh my god, I am actually going to kill
Sabrina
myself.
Sabrina Carpenter, Miguel, Dochi, Flo Rida, Idol, P1. This fucking sucks. I hate this. I hate life.
Oh, Idol's in the rotation then again, too.
Damn.
Yeah, Idol and P1 and Sabrina and Olivia.
Sabrina and Olivia is insane. I'm devastated.
Those tickets are going to be so, so, so hard.
Anyway, once again, fuck LA.
Other concerts coming up. aespa on sale next week, so we might have to push when we record this podcast next week, because we have to buy tickets for that.
I bought my membership. La, 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 la.
Wow, real my here in our podcast.
We debut like my groups. Get it together.
And then last concert update is Card canceled their tour, which I was surprised by.
Well, it wasn't them, right? It was the company connected.
Oh, I didn't read the announcement.
It was canceled. Yeah, I mean, there's such a small group. I don't even, if they had just one comeback, if any, since their last tour. Like, they've been here every, like, 2 years in a row. This would have been the third time, I think.
Do you like it when K-pop groups come to the US every year?
I just think if they're gonna do that, they need to be able to sell. Like, if you do one comeback and then do another tour and your tickets are really expensive and you've barely put out any new music and you don't have that big of a fan base, it's like, I'm just not sure what you expected.
Yeah, I feel like there's two spectrums, and like on one spectrum right now is like Everglow, who was just here last year. It hasn't even been a full year. They put out a really small mini, and then they haven't had a ton of activity since then, and it's not selling. And then on the other hand, you have like Lucemble, or why do I always forget the other half of his name?
Artemis.
Artemis. And they've been doing a lot. They've actually been putting out a bunch of music, and they were just here last year, I'm pretty sure, and now they're back. Or like Dreamcatcher, for example. I think when the small groups do it, I like it, but ticket prices still have to be very reasonable, and venues still have to be reasonable-sized venues. And if that means like every year you're coming back and doing small venues, I feel like that's okay. You know what your limitations are.
Would you want ATs to come back every year if they only release like a mini or a mini and a half?
Yes, because I want to see them, but like also they then commit to an entire world tour. So it's like, haha, boys, please rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm getting like fatigued from TXT coming back again this year, NCT Dream coming back this year.
Oh, I was like, they're coming back this year?
Already came back this year. I don't know. I felt a little bit fatigued, but they both have like larger discographies, so they can rotate what songs they're doing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it definitely, like TXT last year sold out like instantly, but this year it was a bit of a slower crawl. But they did sell out, so please come back to DC.
Yeah.
My main thing with like these tours every year is just like, if it depends if they're still touring at other places, because if they're still touring in other places, then I want them to come here. But if they're not touring anywhere, then we all just sit politely and wait.
Yeah. Like every year feels like a lot, but every 2 years feels like a lot of time.
So every year and a half, time it correctly, please. Yeah, and maybe. Thank you.
Yeah. I just think that if you're going to do 20 concerts in Japan, 17, then you can get back to the US. It's not that hard.
Well, now it's a little bit harder with the visa cost. Speaking of 17, Jungkook. Horrible transition. That was the worst transition.
It was tough.
Jungkook has been enlisted this week, I believe. Is that from the announcement?
26.
I'm really glad they announced that he is doing
civil service.
I just couldn't imagine that man in the legitimate army. And then I guess I'm glad that he's going now because he'll be gone for so long then, but damn. I hope they don't post any photos of him after he shaves his head. I don't want to see it.
I was about to say, I'm like, we didn't get any photos of his enlistment day. I'm so sad.
Oh, I'm kind of scared that, like, eventually some random fan site or, like, Sasaeng photo is gonna pop up and it's gonna just be like, oh.
It's gonna be like someone's like, oh, my brother is in the same, like, training group as him. And this is his picture. Yeah. More enlistment news. Jaehyun has been taken so early.
Absolutely insane. He must just be so excited to go. Like, there's no other reason.
And you know what, like, pisses me off? He just pisses me off. I'm just kidding, Jaehyun. I love you. Don't take it seriously.
You think he was giggling the day?
Yes, it was like, nobody even knows. Everybody's freaking out.
The way that I feel it, because Taeyong is also in the military band, right?
No, Taeyong's in the Navy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So that just leaves Doyoung. He's going to go to the Air Force band.
I was wondering, like, was it just like there's an opening now, and because their terms are about like 2 years, was it kind of like, I gotta go now that there's an opening or an audition time, I gotta go? Like, we don't know how far apart the audition times are. And then what he was saying, he was auditioning like in earlier this year.
That's crazy.
That's always my theory about why some of these like come like, well, I guess it's only Taeyong and Jaehyun's. It's just like why they leave so suddenly. It's just like they're fiendy. They're waiting on the sidelines for these military band positions to open up.
I was thinking that yesterday, but then I was also thinking, like, were him and Doyoung out here like scrapping for that military band audition? Because, like, obviously not knowing how it works, but if this is the one audition for the next like year and a half or so, Doyoung is only a year younger than Jaehyun. So, like, in theory, Doyoung is coming up next. So, like,
wait, no, isn't Doyoung older than Jaehyun?
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, 96 and then 97. Yeah. What if there are no spots in the military band left for Doyoung?
He's gonna go to the Navy band with his bestie, Taeyong.
He's like desperately like, fuck, Jaehyun took the last spot. Like, fuck, and now I gotta find like a band audition time. Like, shit.
Because, yeah, he's a 97 liner. He didn't have to go yet.
Yeah, like, he had so much time.
I was at work and I was like checking my phone while walking with my supervisor somewhere, and I started seeing the messages and I was like, no. She was like, what happened? And I was like, no.
But also, to jump back to Jonghan, S-Group's getting on a plane to go to Paris, like, the day after that Jonghan has to enlist just feels so evil.
Sunghwa just landed safely in Paris.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see what he's wearing.
Oh my god, I want to see what he's wearing so fucking badly.
Which is also a great transition into... Okay, so I know last week we said fuck fashion design houses and all that stuff, but we're just consumers of media out here.
All we want is for our idols to have a nice time, and if they're excited about being invited to some stupid fucking fashion show, then I'm really happy for them.
Yeah. Like, I'm not concerned about their EMV. I'm not concerned about their, like, media reach or how much money they're making for fucking Louis Vuitton. I don't care about them making new fans out there or whatever. I want them to have a good time.
I care about my close and personal friends.
I care about
feeling special.
My close and personal friend, Kim Hong-joong, being best friends with Ugo Mazzi, who's, like, the coolest person ever. And my lifelong childhood best friend, Jonathan Suh, and with Willow Smith. Like, how cool. Willow is so
that
cool,
that's
so.
Sick, actually. Oh my god. Can I they release a song thing. Together? That would be that so out. Good.
I love the fact that they've sat next to each other years in a
every
row.
Time.
Like, I love it.
Every time, period.
And then, like, Hong-joong meeting up with Dove Cameron again. That's just cute.
Yes. I do care about what the fuck they're wearing as well. Because if you're going to be sending them on, I don't know how long this flight is, 18 hours for two nights, you better be dressing them in something good.
Yeah.
Don't waste their time.
Yeah. Don't waste their fucking time. I'm not trying to drum up EMV for an ugly outfit.
Yeah. Uyong looked really nice. I really liked his. It was really, like, casual, but nice.
How do you say that brand name?
I have no idea what brand name he went for. I wasn't paying that much attention. I was paying attention to Uyong. And he looked good, and that's all that mattered. The photos of him, oh my god, his skin just looked gorgeous. I love it when they're in Europe and no one whitewashes them. I'm just like, you're stunning.
Yeah. And also Getty Images bringing it out.
So, yes.
Oh my god, they look so good.
Okay, so ATEEZ's looks. Out of the three, which one's your favorite?
Sans.
I thought really? Sans was wearing a white outfit.
Yeah, this is the after.
Yeah.
Oh, because I did really like that white.
The airport
look. Uyong's airport look. Where he's just
perfect.
Covered up
with I love this new haircut of his.
Yeah. I like Hong-joon's airport look more than I like his actual outfit. I'm so sorry, Olivier. This one just isn't my favorite.
I just can't believe that they had him wear those boots on the plane, but
imagine if they didn't fit in the luggage where you like wear your biggest boots.
That's
on
what I was thinking too. And the boots,
I mean, you don't want to crush them.
Yeah. At the show, Olivier was also wearing the same boots, and I went and they, oh my gosh, Hong-joong just posted on Instagram he's at a Paris Saint-Germain game.
Oh wow, of course he is.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not wasting their time over there. They're having the best time, and we support that.
And Hong-joong's always had some really nice outfits. Like, that one coat that he had tied up. The red jacket.
Oh, the beige one with the hood. Oh my god, yes. That one was scrumptious last year. That was a really good part.
It's so gorgeous. Shout out to this artist.
I love the red coat with the huge lapels and the beret. And then, like, the fringe on the jacket. Ugh.
I love the black jacket cape thingy as well. That one was really nice with the bit of white underneath. That was a whirlwind because those were the two outfits in one trip, and I was just like absolutely gagged. I think that was his first time he'd shown up for Balmain, and it was incredible.
All great looks. This one definitely the weakest one out of all of them, but at least the silhouette is still crazy.
Yeah,
good.
I think the silhouette is really cool. Just not a huge fan of the gold.
Yeah, I like that it's still something different. It's always a little bit weird. He's never just shows up in a fucking suit. So
Olivier doesn't just make suits.
God bless.
It's just like, if these are the options that some of the stylists get to pick from for their celebrities to walk red carpets, why aren't these getting picked more? I'm just saying.
Literally. Especially because, like, red carpet doesn't have to be ready to wear. Like, red carpet should be as showy as possible.
Oh, yeah. I really liked this big coat.
I do wish we could have seen this look without the coat, though, because I really want to see the top. Like, I can't tell what top he's wearing.
I don't think he is wearing a top.
Oh, Joyoung didn't get to go this year because he had to perform in Jakarta for his last show.
That's more important for him to be with his fans.
It is.
And we always talk about whenever they go for D&G, we're like, ugh, Dolce and Gabbana. But then they always turn out the best looks. Like, they always dress up to the nines. They always look so good for Dolce.
These gays.
Oh, literally.
Yeah, Jenny from ITZY looked incredible as well. Very, she just killed her husband look.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, that outfit was so fucking good. Oh, I love it when women kill people.
Yeah. You didn't even get, these pictures aren't even good. You don't even see her legs.
Find one. You know how hard it is to look for anything on this hell site named X anymore?
I genuinely love this jacket. That's such a cute jacket.
And then I love how, like, she has the veil on, and then her little, like, bow tie in the front is also, like, a little mesh.
Sheer, yeah. She looks so good. Oh my god, look at him getting sewn into it.
It looked so good. And I like that it was, like, this off-white cream instead of, like, a white-white. It, like, offsets the skin so beautifully.
It looks like another one we all enjoyed was Hyunjin's.
I like the after-party look more than his, like, show look.
Which one was the one that he picked? Both of them or just the red coat?
I don't remember.
Yes, because there was a story. Apparently, they gave Hyunjin 8 options, and he only picked one. But I personally think that was just... He didn't know what was happening. He's like, of course I can only wear one outfit
during
the show. Like, he's just the man. What do you expect from him?
He's just a little guy. They probably like went just, pick whatever. And he's like, all right, I'll take that one. Like, at no point would it have occurred to him that he would have been like, oh, I could have taken all 8. Like, why? It's only one night.
Yeah. Does it remind you of his red look in
Chuk-Chuk Boom? That
should have brought his own little glasses.
Oh my god, he should have worn the glasses.
And I want to say, like, I'm obsessed with that Chick Chick Boom look, but I feel like everybody is, but for good fucking reason. It was so good. It was so good. And that jacket he wore for the music video was also Versace 24. I forget if it was spring, summer, or fall, winter. That was also another Versace look. And then this tank top that he's wearing, oh my god, he looks so good in this photo. Like, I can't even look directly at him. was like a mesh turtleneck thing going on. Just red is his color.
Yes, whether it's red hair or red clothing, it's
him. Oh, him with red hair. God, I miss that.
He's just so beautiful.
Congrats, Donatella. You got him. She's gonna steal his skin.
Donatella, sink your hooks in. Make that contract ironclad. I never want to see this man dressed in Tommy Hilfiger ever fucking again. Ever.
I hope she cried that night.
I know she did.
But like, cried, but at the same time, she would have been like, thank God that is the ugliest outfit I have ever seen.
I needed her to do some like Cruella de Vil, like crying, seething, plotting. Donatella, kill Tommy Hilfiger. Queen, love you.
This was the show look. Oh,
that was hidden under the red jacket. Damn.
No, this is at the show, and then he changed, and then he went to the after party.
This is like daytime. Yeah, this was all right.
Can they give him a bag or something?
I like that he was like, look, I'm wearing a choker. And I was like, you sure are.
Look at his Bratz doll lips.
Whole face. My God. He's like just sculpted by God himself. Like, it's fucked up. He makes me so upset to even look at.
Okay, but I feel like half of Skiz have Bratz doll lips. It's kind of crazy.
It's a prerequisite.
Yeah. His hair looks so good right now. Please keep this forever.
It takes him like 2 seconds to grow his hair back to this length, though. Yeah, so I'm never worried.
Anytime he has an ugly haircut, like a month later, it's back to nice.
I need the list of supplements.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, he looked really good. And then I think him in this outfit, and then Johnny in his Acne Studios outfit. I can't say stuff. I won't say it, but you know what I'm thinking.
They just pair together well.
Really nice standing next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Johnny's look. Looks so good.
Johnny, crazy. Yeah, this looks really good.
It's just like, this is like the right brand for him too. It just fits so well.
Yeah.
Well, that is a really fun outfit.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Especially, I just feel like, you know, men are just always dressed in like black suits and stuff, but now we're going like in the browns. It's such a rich color. It looks good on him.
Yeah, it feels like something that he looks really comfortable in and that he would just wear for like a music video. Like, this just feels like a very...
Yeah. It's such a Neo music video outfit.
Yeah. Yep. Also, I really like his hair like that. It looks really nice.
Tell him he looks sexy with his hair pushed back.
Real.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Good look. and then, I think he was styled really well. Like, the stacking jewelry is really good. The belts on the pants are actually, like, multiple. It's a print. It's a print on the pants. Wearing a real
one
belt.
One real one?
Yeah. But the silhouette of those pants, and then with the silhouette of the jacket, is really flattering on him. Makes him look super snatched and, like, super broad-shouldered. It's a good job.
Let him walk next time.
Let him walk! Let Ichabod Crane stomp down the runway. Scoops is sitting next to Gemma Chan at the Women's Show.
Can you drop now that that's a bisexual's dream.
No, literally. I looked at it and I said, oh, Gemma.
She's so hot.
She's so beautiful.
I'm glad Scoops is the next boy they picked.
Yeah. Yeah, Loewe has been, like, going through a bunch of boys recently.
Mm-hmm. They just miss their Taeyang-yi, too. Yeah.
They had Sungmin for a little while, Scoops for a little while, someone else.
Was it the Astro guy?
Hmm. Maybe.
Anywhere?
Okay. No, I'm totally chill.
Sounded like it.
The Isabel Marant show is not until the 29th, and Sunghwa just got to Paris today. And then the Vivian Westwood show is on the 28th, which is tomorrow.
So they have so much time to hang out.
Hanging out in Paris. He's going to post so many pictures.
Did Scoops just dye his hair?
Dark.
Great question.
I feel like it wasn't that color, like, the other day.
Great question. I've not been paying attention.
Could have dyed it in Paris?
Wow.
I'm good. You.
Number one Coops fan.
I was like, it just looks fresh.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad, though, because that was a really, really nice color on him. Oh my god, bitches, give him some space.
But this time, who was your favorite this time? Out of all the boys and girls, name? Do you have a favorite look from this?
I might say Yeji from ITZY. I really liked that outfit. That was gorgeous.
I'm actually kind of torn between Hyunjin and Johnny's looks. Like, Hyunjin's was kind of boring, but he just looked so good in it. So I'm like,
that's
not
just
sure.
Because Hyunjin would look good in a paper fucking bag.
But like, just outfit, like, just ignoring the person. I really enjoyed Johnny's outfit. It's just like really well styled and really fun and really evocative of like where he comes from. So I like that one a lot.
I like Johnny's.
Don't. Who would have guessed?
That's so crazy, Irina.
He just looks, I think all his like runway fashion looks he's ever been put in will always look good.
Are really good, yeah.
Yeah. Next thing, new jeans. Can we address the new jeans thing? I don't have anything to pull up to read from.
I did briefly look into this morning. So for those who aren't aware,
like
In NewJeans' video that they recorded that immediately got taken down, they gave HYBE a deadline of, I believe it was the 25th of September, that HYBE needed to reinstate Min Heejin as CEO by that date, or else, don't know, or else what? HYBE released a statement on the 25th, I think. Which, like, frankly, I was almost surprised that they addressed it. Like, a part of me really truly thought that they might just be like, lol, we're not even acknowledging that. And I'm not, like, fully been keeping up with this, so I'm not sure if this was announced for the first time in the statement or if there's, like, this was already the plan. But in the statement, it did say that she can stay on as the internal director and still a producer for NewJeans, but they don't want her as CEO. And frankly, I think that's very generous and within their right, considering how much like company money she burned through. She released a statement after that as well that she was like, she wants to be CEO. She's not happy about that. Crazy that she's the one who released that statement and not the New Jeans girlies. It's almost like she planned this whole thing. That's crazy. But yeah, going to be really interesting to see what happens next, if anything, because there's no way in hell that they can afford to break their contract.
Yes, I think I saw some news this morning that one of their fan meets was canceled, question mark?
Oh,
I don't know. Unverified source. But I don't know. We're really going into some new territory with this one, I feel like. Will this be the definition of how Gen 5 girl groups go between 5050 and New Jeans?
Yikes.
I really hope it isn't, and I hope it becomes more normal or something soon.
And then some other interesting contract news. The boys.
Ah.
They're all planning on leaving their company when it's renewal time. They're looking for a new company.
Good.
I don't know. Who would pick them up? Like,
I would say that the boys are a, like, middle-of-the-pack successful group.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, they're established enough that, like, you're not going to be at a loss by taking them.
I just feel like all these, like, big companies, I guess it doesn't have to be a big company. A lot of these companies already have their, like, fourth gen boy group, though, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, do you want to divide your resources to do that?
No.
Will you shelf your current, like, less successful boy group to take on the boys and stuff? Like, also, how much more freedom are they going to try to negotiate into their next contract? And just signing 11 members is a lot. 11 members and
they're
then 11.
A big group.
Yeah, 11 members. And then, like, each boy probably needs, like, 2 or 3 staff to come with him. That's just, like, how the industry probably works. It's just
give more feedback or, like, lead more creatively. Right off the top of my head, I was thinking either, what are they calling it? NB100, Baekhyun's company.
Mm, that could be really interesting.
And then I was also thinking Griffin Entertainment, which is Onyu's new company.
Huh.
I mean, it's not his company, it's his friend's company.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he's the only artist signed under them.
I mean, they could also, like, P-Nation is another one I could maybe see.
And then I was also thinking BPM. But I've heard some stuff about BPM recently that I don't, like, love, so.
Yeah. I hope they can end up somewhere.
Yeah, all of them together, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely seems like they do want to stay together, which is, like, always so good to hear, especially, like, from early K-pop days. As soon as that 7-year contract ended, a lot of them were just like, I'm just gonna leave, actually.
Yeah. I'm just done. I do wonder how difficult it would be for them to, like, buy music, get music produced, get music composed, like, people work with them without them being an entertainment company. But I assume that's a ton of businessy stuff I don't know anything about.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd have, like, business knowledge for that.
Then it's just, like, who's going to be responsible for, like, distribution and stuff. Maybe they just signed directly with, like, Kakao or something, which is not not the best, because we've heard things about Kakao as well, but
who knows?
Good luck to them. I really look forward to wherever they end up, and I am so curious where their next album release is gonna go, like, because they've been performing their next title track on their tour this whole time, but that album hasn't released, so just like, can we please release that song? I really want to listen to it. It was really good.
Yeah, that definitely, like, they knew then maybe that this next comeback wouldn't be with that company. I wonder if they were like, let's just start performing this because God knows when it's coming out.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about it yet, obviously, but I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe already have something lined up, because it just feels kind of dangerous to start talking about it without some sort of fairly certain plan.
For sure. I also am curious because there was only, like, one news source that kind of, like, dropped this. And, yeah, they haven't been hinting at it at all or anything. And
good luck, boys.
Okay. From the boys with a Z to boys with an S, how's Kingdom going, Aim?
Word to Kingdom update. So I did miss this episode because, crazy, I have a job and can't watch YouTube videos all day. Just wild, disappointing. So viewership hasn't been going super well though. I mean, as someone who doesn't live in Korea and has to watch it on YouTube, that's like neither here nor there to me, but it does put the risk of Mnet deciding to be like evil producers potentially on the cards. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of the editing also starts to get worse and like they start to do mean things to the guys again. But on this week, they were doing covers. There are seven groups. Only four of them performed. So there were two Enhypen covers and two Skiz covers. I think my biggest struggle with when groups are covering at least like a well-known song that I personally know, it's like you can't cover it exactly the same because I'm like, I'm so sorry, you're not Jungbin. You will never be Jungbin. Just put your own flair on it. Make it different. I'm not listening to this song to hear Skiz's version of Maniac. You can do something different. That's allowed. But the covers were all really similar to the originals to their detriment, I felt. The song that I thought did the best was one group covered Skiz's Phobia, which isn't a Skiz song that I know super well off the top of my head because it wasn't a title track and it's much older. So it doesn't have choreography, and therefore they had a lot more freedom to do their own thing. Because for, I think, both of the Enhypen groups, they were doing, one of them was Pass the Mic and one of them was Bite Me, and they fully just did the Pass the Mic choreography. And I'm like, oh, this is just a cover. Like, we could have gotten a little more creative, lads. So next week, the remaining groups will, Oneus is doing NCT's Kick It, which I think will be really fun. And then someone else is doing a TXT song and someone else is doing a boys song.
Everything Oneus does, I just get really nervous about.
Understandable.
They're more of a group that sings, okay? And that's fine. They should have leaned into it more.
It was like randomly selected for who's covering what. So the groups didn't get to pick what song they were covering.
Just had to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so the New Six did Phobia. I liked theirs. Tempest did Maniac. It wasn't my favorite. 8turn. Yeah, 8turn did Pass the Mic. And I was just like, 8turn are kind of noisy. I'm like, I kind of wanted a noisy version of Pass the Mic, not another, not the same version of Pass the Mic, just with someone else singing it. And then Unite did Bite Me. It was Bite Me. So yeah.
You sound so disappointed.
I was!
Like, I'm so proud of you to have watched all those performances. Thank you so much for your sacrifice. But
And what's really interesting is Mnet is going to be, has already started to release these covers that they performed this, like on this episode, on Spotify.
Oh.
Where is my Spotify of ATEEZ's Rhythm Tar? It's been like 4 years. I'm not over it.
It's just like, if you want that revenue share on Spotify, Mnet, you gotta put that, Kingdom Season 1 album on there.
Yeah.
I'm still like trying to speculate like who's gonna be on the regular Kingdom.
It's like, you know that they're gonna put some big group on there to be like, well, we need to make sure we get all our viewership, and then it's just gonna be a fucking nightmare.
I mean, what everybody's already said, like, CB1 for sure will be on there.
Yeah.
That feels so fucked up to me. Like, what's the point?
I wouldn't mind Enhypen being on it because then they can at least like stay put in place.
Yeah.
But they also came from, I guess CB1 also came from a reality show, but yeah, throwing boys through reality show after another reality show just feels horrible.
Evil.
As well. Yeah. It's like when in Hunger Games, when they picked from the champions again, it's just like, get back in there.
Literally.
I don't want Pieces to hate me, but like, I would love to see P1.
I would also love to see P1.
That would be fun. They do a good job.
I just want to see more P1. Maybe I should watch more P1 contests.
Yeah, right.
Like, I was like pointing to.
I just feel like if Kingdom itself is gonna be like the last time they did Kingdom with like so many rehashes and like what do you call it?
remix.
Mix, that's not, yeah. Yeah. Well, like, new arrangements, rearrangements of old songs. Mm-hmm. I just think P1 could really eat that shit up.
Yeah.
And do some really interesting versions of things.
Or maybe it'll just never happen. Who knows? Just
yeah.
Maybe.
Like, if Road to Kingdom doesn't do good enough viewership-wise, will it even bother with a regular kingdom?
Yeah.
Shit.
I just know if they do a big group, it's just gonna be, like, a fuck fest. Like, it's gonna be just a nightmare.
I want all the same groups to do it again. Because I love torturing people.
Wow.
That's no.
Okay. I think that's all we have for news, unless you guys have anything else that came your way, suddenly remembered while we were talking. We're going to take a quick break, and we have just a handful of comebacks to watch this week. So, yeah.
Oh my god, he looks so handsome!
Quick, we can still say something about...
Oh my god, he looks so cute!
Yes. 6 minutes ago, Sungkwan is at Louboutin.
Oh my god, wait, he's platinum blonde.
Yes, he's going to enlist now. Could you imagine?
Can we stop?
No, I just have to get it out there sometimes. If I make the joke, it can't hurt me.
Oh, I love velvet suits. Velvet suits are the best kind of suits. He looks great.
Okay. Welcome back from the break. Jack is eating. What are you eating?
A breakfast sandwich.
Wow.
Breakfast at 3:45 p.m.
Shut the fuck up.
Teehee.
Not all of us have a wife to, like, keep us on a regular eating schedule and a
she
personal...
She doesn't make me breakfast.
A wife / personal chef.
She doesn't make me breakfast. I have to have my own breakfast. Thank you very much.
Good. You need some kind of decorum.
This week, not a lot was released, or like something maybe flew under our radar, I don't know, but on my list I only have SM releases. They need the money so badly, I guess, or something, because we got Key, NCT Wish, and Wavy on our docket, along with King Daniel.
Key.
Okay, first one, Key's Pleasure Shop.
Happy birthday, King.
How old is he turning?
Don't worry about it.
We'll learn the next live where that one fan was like, Key, 32.
33. And looking better than ever.
Yes.
How did you like this song, Jack?
I like it a lot. It's not my favorite off the album, but I do really like it.
It feels like pretty in line with everything he's released. It feels like another great gay anthem.
Yeah. And I like that he's doing, not that I think there's like key lore, but it does feel like in line with his other releases that there is kind of like this world or like this storyline. Like, this is definitely like good and great little sister.
Yeah, I hear it.
It's definitely, yes. Doesn't he have like his whole thing is like key world and stuff?
Yeah. Keys in the Grok Land, yeah. And I was watching one of his interviews recently where he was saying that when he first listened to the demo for this, the title of it was already Pleasure Shop, and he really liked that title, so he was like, alright, we'll leave this title, and let's just rework the lyrics. So now I'm really curious what the original lyrics were, because Pleasure Shop feels a little, you know. Like, he's an adult. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Did you give the whole album a listen through yet?
No, I've not listened to the whole album yet.
You should. Very good.
Me too.
I've listened. I had the whole thing on repeat the other day.
Yes. I loved Good and Great's whole album. Like, still in my usual playlist of K-pop, no skip. They're all still there. Then Gasoline, I don't remember how many songs I kept from that, but it was a full album, so
it was quite long.
Trim it down.
Yeah, it's really good. He worked on Novocaine with Lov, which is huge, big, exciting. Is that how you pronounce it? Lavi? Lov? L-A-U-V?
I'm not the person to ask.
I'm not sure.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Anyway, yeah. K-pop boys love Lov, and I'm glad someone finally got to work with him.
Thank you, Daddy SM.
Oh, boy.
On to the next. So, yo.
The Babiest Boys.
Babies!
Have y'all listened to it?
I have not. No, I've been saving it. Last week we listened to Dunk Shot, so I was like, let me just wait.
Yeah. And I swear we love, like, all companies. Well, we don't all love companies. We listen to other company groups. It just happens that SM this week is just like, we'll do something. We'll have content for you guys at least. I don't know. It's so weird.
This is going to be in Japanese. Oh.
Yeah, why is the title which version?
Whoa.
What?
Oh. Okay, here we go. Okay, I was like,
is this in Japanese or Korean?
Korean.
Okay. Really it's just so nostalgic, and they do have like a retro sounding backtrack for this.
It's so funny, who still says let's go steady?
Yeah,
especially about a curse.
When I first listened to this, I'm like, do they know what the phrase go steady means,
right?
Like, not only is it English, but it's also such an antiquated phrase.
Yeah. Like, do you even English-speaking Gen Z know what Let's Go Steady means? For any native English-speaking Gen Zs who don't know what Let's Go Steady means, it's what happens when you get out of the talking phase. Official.
Cute.
Oh my gosh! Wait, really cute.
Oh my god.
That was cute.
It was very cute.
Very cute. How many songs are on this album? Yeah. Ooh, first mini. We got 6 songs on it. No, please don't play one of them. I think Study might be in Japanese because they have Hands Up Korean version. They usually indicate what songs are in English, or not in English, in Japanese, and which ones are in Korean.
Oh, I don't know. I looked up the lyrics. They're in Korean for me.
Oh. Are they just going forward with Korean songs, I guess?
I really don't know, actually.
Their most streamed songs on Spotify are their Korean versions.
That's so interesting.
I don't know how Japanese labels, it is sometimes really difficult to access Japanese music outside of Japan due to copyright and licensing and stuff.
Yeah, I hope they do some dance challenges with some of the regular NCT members. Johnny, get in there. And
he's so cute. Doyeon, get in there.
Oh my god, Doyeon would actually eat it up, though.
Those are his kids. And I'm really excited, actually, to see them promoting with other Gen 5 boys. And hopefully make some friends. And yeah, this is actually, the sales for this were kind of crazy, like 800,000. So,
oh my god, wait, that's close to 1 million? Question.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm putting the right amount of zeros.
When I saw it, I was just like, well, what? Korea loves a really bright, young, fresh boy group.
They just love the youth so much. They just.
Because Dream was always, I mean, Dream still is so popular, but Dream was always the most popular NCT subunit. And I was like, okay, now we've got another very young subunit. So not that they're taking Dream's place, but just.
But they're taking Dream's place.
Moving into that position, I guess.
Our last. Is there really no other company releasing music this week?
There were other releases, but it was just nobody that we listened to or really cared about that much, so sorry.
All right, Wavy, let's do it.
This is their first Japanese...
Oh, that's crazy.
...song, comeback, etc.
This is not what I was expecting at all.
Oh, Ten, I love you.
Love a good beret.
Yes.
Still without women, imagine Win-Win coming back and it's just like, you need to learn Japanese in 2 days. We're about to go promote in Japan. But it's also so rare for an NCT group to release a Japanese song, right? I guess Dream has done it for the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, 127 has a bunch of Japanese albums too.
Well, I guess I'm wrong then. What is the theme? Here.
What is what?
Concept theme.
I don't know.
It's like the Shining Maze is going on, but then it's like also storybooky.
Yeah. There's so much going on in this, like, background music.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Hendry.
I feel like the song doesn't suit the music video.
No.
I
really just put every element into the song.
Oh, and then it just ends. Okay, whoa. I did not expect that for a Japanese release.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very catered towards the Japanese audience, in my opinion. A lot of, like, K-pop Japanese tracks are just definitely bright. Mm-hmm. And I guess not ATEEZ's ones, though. But they're more, they can sound like anime openings. But that might just be us, or me, stereotyping what the Japanese music scene is like.
I'm trying to remember what the names of NCT's Japanese albums were, because there was Chain and then Awaken. This doesn't... and Gimme Gimme. Is Gimme Gimme on Awaken? But this definitely kind of gave me like a 127 flair more so. Because 127's Japanese titles were always like fucking loud. Like,
as expected of one.
Noisy.
Yeah, super noisy. Like, yeah. Interesting. I can't believe they have been doing Japanese stuff now.
Yeah, I can't believe none of them spoke Japanese before this. Still so crazy to me.
They've got every other language covered.
Okay, should we go into King Daniel? I don't know. I haven't listened to him. What?
Yeah, let's give it a go. Yeah.
One of our soloists, King Daniel, one of the survivors from... He was 101, right? Or
I don't know.
Yeah.
He is a 96 liner, so he's going next year.
Why didn't I think he was older than that?
Been active. He has a huge fan base that you don't know where it came from. This video is super cute though.
It is really cute.
Yeah.
Thank God. I love it when K-pop's a little fun.
I'm wondering if it's the same director now, but visually, it reminds me of a lot of A New Circle.
I was thinking more of Changmin's Maniac.
Oh, yeah, I can see that too. I feel like I've only ever seen him really dressed up for stuff. I like his hair all curly and soft. It looks cute.
I wonder what hair color he's stuck with in the end, but I guess the brown could be a wig and then he's silver permanently. Put him on Kingdom.
I mean,
I actually wouldn't hate that.
Yeah. I was gonna laugh, and then I was like, you know, actually, maybe you're onto something.
Let me disregard any of their actual schedules and let me pick who gets to be on Kingdom.
That was really cute.
It's cute.
I don't think I'll listen to it again.
Yeah, very catchy.
If it comes up, I don't think I'll skip it, at least.
I liked that enough that I would listen to the rest of that mini.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, put it on your comeback playlist for the year. The only thing I see on girl groups on my radar is the aespa Supernova Grimes remix.
Oh, fuck that. Did they put out the Whiplash teaser or no?
Nope. Why did you say Whiplash has a lot of pressure?
Because they've had a huge year this year. Like, Armageddon and Supernova, that whole album went crazy. Like, I'm pretty sure, I don't remember which one of the songs, but that song has been charting all year.
Yeah, non-stop. It's still number one.
Yeah. So I think just following up a smash like that has a lot of pressure to it.
We'll see that when it comes out.
The big girl groups are battling it out this year, and stuff is going weird for some of them, so we'll see.
It's up for grabs. That's all the comebacks we have. I don't know what's coming out next week, but please.
Yeah. The I did look through the rest of the month. Banner is having a comeback. Yulso from Highlight is having a comeback. Yena is having a comeback. Peniel is putting out a digital single. Ace is putting out a digital single. Jinjin from Astro is putting out something. I'll probably go listen to the new Dragon Pony on my own time.
I love that you say the rest of the month. There are 3 days left.
Exactly.
Last segment of our show to push us out and get our blood pressure up, I guess. Because I love torturing us. The hot takes. Man, I'm the only one who has a hot take this week, where at our DC show, it was like that time before the encore, the camera was going between signs and flags, super fun, super cute, the people with the LED suits got to be on screen again, once more, which I actually love these LED little stick figure dancers this time because they knew how to dance to everything. Like every song, they were like nonstop dancing to it. And
damn.
I appreciate that. Heychan was just like, yeah, it was kind of hard to like look out into the audience and sing when I wanted to laugh when I saw them at first. but I guess they had enough exposure therapy. It seemed like they did all the East Coast stops for
three.
Yeah. But yeah, during that segment, someone had a sign that said, like, take your shirt off, which I personally don't like. Like, kind of weird to show that on screen, but whatever. But that fan also turned it around and had, like, hey, Chan, can I hit your vape? Sign just has created a giant ass rift in fandom, and I'm just like, why did you give this much power to it and stuff?
Objectively, I think it's funny.
In the moment of the show, it was the best sign I saw out of all of them that they were showing on screen. It was my favorite.
And then the consequences probably made it not your favorite.
Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, there's like so many sides.
Too many sides to acknowledge.
Yeah, objectively, I do think it is really funny. I wish people could unclench when it came to idols, because then maybe they think it would be funny too. But unfortunately, anytime an idol does something but be less than perfect, they're lambasted for it and harassed for it for weeks for no fucking reason. Everyone want to act like they're not out here sucking on their vape 24/7. But ooh, when Heychan does it, no, I'm just like, whatever. But I hate that he constantly gets in trouble for things that he doesn't need to be getting in trouble for.
Would you have Heychan's vape?
Yes.
Without question.
If I was outside of a bar and we were like a little tipsy, we're standing out there and he comes out and starts hitting his vape, first of all, I would definitely be looking at him like, whoa. And then if he was like, oh, do you want to hit? 1,000%. I've never smoked a vape. And 1,000%, I would be like, oh, absolutely.
See, that's my problem with it. I have to say no because I'm going to embarrass myself when I hit it. Oh. I can't do that in front of him.
It's Heychan. He's like, I don't embarrass myself in 24. Like, that's fine.
Are there any signs at concerts that you do not like seeing?
Like, well, so many, all of them.
Yes. Signs at all, period, when they cover up, like, your view. Yeah, I guess that could be it. But, like, any, like, written on a sign that you were just like, I want that to immediately crumble and burn. It's going to be your Yoongi marry me thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You pointing down there.
It was so embarrassing. He has like clearly stated that it makes him uncomfortable. And
yeah, that's definitely where the line gets drawn of when the idol like actually has verbalized. I don't like that.
I don't like any like take your shirt off signs. I don't like signs that ask the idol to do something, like blow me a kiss, like play rock, paper, scissors with me, like ear. I'm always just kind of like, guys, eh. And I mean, that's a huge spectrum of between like take your shirt off versus like play rock, paper, scissors with me. At least one of them can be kind of entertaining. And I don't like signs that reference fandom things. Mm-hmm. Don't bring your fandom shit into their face on purpose. I don't want to see signs about shipping or whatever. Like, don't bring it up to them.
Or in, like, I don't know. I think I'll let go of like overused inside jokes that can be allowed, because they're used to it and it's part of their job at that point to see the same joke from 20 years ago come back up. I hate signs that call them daddy. Mostly because they're all, like, in their young 20s, and they're all younger than me, probably. But also, no, that word just gives me the ick, regardless, so.
Yeah, it's like, I don't mind that kind of shit for, like, a little hee-hee-ha-ha kiki on Twitter or X or whatever. Like, I feel like that's a fandom space thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's, like, Big Matthew. He asks for that. Then, like, exactly. Give it to him.
He's also, like, isn't he, like, 30? Like, bro. Man. If someone's gonna want to be called daddy, I feel like that checks out for him. His name is literally Big Matthew. Like, of course 31. He's like, call me daddy.
The what signs do you like to see? None. Silence.
I hate signs.
It's like, and like, the only time it's basically appropriate to pull them out is when they're doing that like camera shot thing, because it's always gonna be in someone's way. It's just a dick move, like.
Yeah, like for it to be big enough for them to read from stage, it has to be a certain size, in which case you're definitely going to be in somebody's way.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you see me at 17 with my sign, nobody say anything.
Yeah, I mean, I had a sign at Zyka's and the boys saw it, so that was really funny for me.
Oh, yeah, me annoying as fuck with my sign at Extraordinary Heroes. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, try to keep it face level. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like standing above you, so like the angle that they see all these signs is actually pretty easy, and you do not have to hold it above your head at all. Just like put it in front of your face, if anything, and have your friend record it for you.
Like, that's the same height that your phone should be at most, is like in front of your face, because then you're not actually blocking anything else.
Yeah.
My hot take is we're fucking hypocrites for bagging on fashion last week, and then this week we're just like, oh my god, they look great.
I want them to look good and have fun.
It's
we're not out here retweeting all the tweets like, oh my god, support.
Yeah, like trend the guys, trend the hashtag, because like it's not interesting when you come at it as from the angle of like, we want to raise their brand awareness. I don't give a fuck about brand awareness. Like, I'm not worried about fucking brand awareness for Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Dior, Louboutin, da-da-da. Like, those are huge brand names. They don't need that. I don't need to do that for them. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, a fucking op on the inside. Maybe I'm a hater. Maybe I'm a snake. But I don't believe that fans of the groups are, like, truly made through pushing their EMV through these brand engagements. I just don't. Every now and then, I'm sure someone's like, oh, well, I saw a picture of Son and he looked really good, so I decided to look them up or whatever. But I'm just like, that's not enough.
And I'm not out here like, oh my god, I'm so glad that Hongjoon was invited to Vivian Westwood. Like, I'm excited that, like, oh, when there's a fun outfit that they're in, I'm like, sick. But, like, I'm not like, oh my god, I can't believe it was this brand over this brand. Yeah. Or, like, you know, it could be any brand under the sun. Like, I don't give a shit about any of that. I just want to see them feel special, have a nice time, wear an exciting outfit.
Yeah. hate when people are like, oh my gosh, this is so good for their career. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Cool. I guess one last thing. Do you expect Stray Kids to be covering One Direction at the AMA?
Oh, is that like a legitimate thing people were thinking?
I don't know. I saw there was a list of things that they're covering. It was like 50 years of music or something.
Are they really?
Oh my god, please. I hope that's real. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes.
I mean, like, I didn't mind One Direction, but like, I don't want them to go if it's for them to like cover shit when they have their own music.
I mean, yeah, if it's their only performance, it's like, that's a shame, because Chick Chick Dream is a good song.
Yeah, it's like when Psychers got invited to perform at the Fact or whatever award show, only for them to like cover BTS.
Yeah.
Like, they have their own stuff.
Honoring
the legacy of boy bands with a special performance. I hope they do, like, a throwback in that case. Like, I want a Backstreet Boys something.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get Bye 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 in there. Who would you want to see with ramen hair?
Chan.
Sungmin.
Okay.
Leave Chan alone. I don't think his hair could take that. Don't touch it. He's doing really well right now. Leave him alone. Don't put heat on it.
He's gonna be bald before we know
it.
That's my hot take. His Australian roots are coming through, and by that, those roots are his hair falling out.
Stop.
That's why he's such good friends with Peniel, so they can talk about.
They can be bald buddies.
So yeah, that's the episode this week. We have a lot of bald people coming up in the industry.
Chan, listen to them. Chan,